and I asked Kalani this, but I'm curious what your Saturday was like. Most Saturdays during the season are a work day with a game, kind of had a little bit different after a Friday night win. What was your Saturday like?
Picked my wife up from the airport. She was down in Dallas to see the game, so she got home on Saturday morning and then spent most of the day watching college football. I was telling my teammates the only better feeling on that plane after a win was knowing that we could watch a bunch of games on Saturday. I like being able to do that and, you know, look at some of the teams that we're going to be playing. And I thought our conference represented really well on Saturday, won a lot of good games. So it was fun to watch all those games.
You're so hyper-focused usually during the season on yourself, but a day like this when you get that broader perspective can be valuable. What do you feel like you learned about, you know, kind of these other teams you're talking about or college football in general this year? What was the takeaway from being able to watch a bunch of games?
I thought it was really exciting just to, you know, see some big upsets. Obviously, I think the Northern Illinois-Notre Dame upset was a big one. Just seeing the emotion that coach showed in his post-game interview, I think that was beautiful to see. And I just loved seeing him talk about how much he trusts his players. And, you know, I think there were a number of other games across the country where, you know, there were maybe teams who were counted out, who weren't supposed to, you know, be in those games as close as they were, but they were playing hard. And some of them ended up winning. Some of them maybe lost in tight games. But, you know, it's motivating to see, you know, underdogs in that position, right? Especially given our perspective, knowing that, you know, a lot of people are counting us out. They've kind of counted us out throughout the entire off season, and we just got to go in every week and make a statement. So.
Thanks, Jared. We'll take questions from Sean Walker and then Jay Drew.
Hey, Tanner, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but the defensive effort on Friday night was pretty extraordinary, from the play calling to the execution to the havoc and the turnovers and all of that. Like, it was a pretty incredible performance.
Absolutely.
Were there things kind of in that moment that you guys were doing that you could sort of see the system working, I guess? And what makes you kind of confident that you guys can keep duplicating that type of performance moving forward?
I think what it comes down to for us is just really trusting and believing in our system, right, and believing in our defense. You know, the way it's designed is when everyone does their job and executes their assignment, we're always going to be sound, no matter what kind of play we see, whether it be run, play action, drop back pass, whatever it is, everyone executing their assignment, doing their 111th goes a long way. And I think that was a game for us where a lot of us, I think maybe some of the younger guys too, really was eye-opening for them to realize, shoot, like, when everyone does their job, like, we're a dang good defense. You know, we can play with anyone, we can defend anything. And, you know, we were put in some tight spots in that game, but, you know, we didn't fold. We trusted the calls, trusted our assignments, and executed. And I think that those, you know, gave us a lot of confidence, and we'll bring a lot of confidence into the next couple games, knowing that, you know, We've been put in those tough situations, and we can battle and hang with anyone. So,
hey, is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Tanner, do you guys know much about the history between BYU and Wyoming? How important this game is to Wyoming fans and players? Or, like Kalani said, is that ancient history and you guys don't really concern yourselves with that sort of thing?
I wouldn't call it ancient history. I mean, me being someone who grew up just a huge BYU fan, and, you know, listened to my dad talk about the team when he was here at school, and, you know, he was kind of spoiled. You know, his freshman year was when Ty Detmer was here, and so he's always explained to me kind of the bad blood and really some of the energy surrounding that rivalry between us and Wyoming. I wouldn't say I'm an expert on the history there, but I do know and understand that going up there, you know, it's going to be, it's kind of a hostile environment, but it's a huge game for them and for us. And, you know, their fans in War Memorial Stadium, you know, it's going to be an important game for them. So we're excited to go up there in that atmosphere and continue putting our product on the field and come out with another win.
Then a quick question about Jay Hill being in the press box the last, well, game, and then last year was on the field. As a player, do you have a preference, or is now with the new communication system, is it matter?
I honestly don't really have a preference. I think wherever he is doing an excellent job, and he's able to, you know, really call plays comfortably and do things at a high level, whether he's on the sideline or in the box. Having Gavin Fowler on the sideline with us just for safeties, you know, typically he was the guy who was in the box, so it's just been a slight adjustment, but I think we've handled it well, and I think that system is working really well for us right now.
Thanks, Jake. We'll take a couple more questions. We'll go Jake Hatch and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Tanner, I want you to come clean. How soon did you know in that punt that you forced that turnover that you were going to steer that guy into that ball?
When I saw the ball take the first hop, I was like, I think I can bait this dude into pushing him into it. And he was definitely pretty excited about thinking that he had me locked up and blocked. And, you know, his back was completely to the play. So I think he thought either the returner had picked it up or something, but little did he know I was just steering him right into that. So, and then finally, I knew that it had hit him because, you know, I couldn't really tell, but when I heard, you know, the crowd go nuts, I was like, okay, it must have hit him in the back. So that was a fun play.
And also just real quick, a quick thought from you. What do you see on film from Wyoming on offense?
Haven't had a chance to break down too much. I think just as far as their identity goes, that, you know, it's a sound team. They are, you know, they're a team who is very disciplined. I think, you know, they struggled a little bit offensively first week against Arizona State to kind of get things rolling. A little bit better performances last week against Idaho. I'm excited to get, you know, really breaking down some tendencies and start scheming for what we anticipate seeing on Saturday.
Tanner, this defense, it just feels like you guys look faster out there this season. Was there anything maybe leading up to this year that you guys, speed training-wise, you focused on that just feels like maybe that you guys look quicker out there? Is there anything that you guys worked on specifically to improve that area?
Yeah, I think that's a combination of a couple things. We definitely focused a lot this offseason on our speed and our acceleration. You know, we have an excellent strength and conditioning staff, and we were able to really capitalize on lots of meaningful training this summer. And, you know, it's kept us really healthy. And I think across the board, you know, you could look at all of our numbers and all the different position groups and see the strength and explosive numbers going up in the weight room, and that translates on the field to real speed too. But at the same time, I think the other half of that is just, you know, how much more comfortable we are executing the defense and reacting fast. And that comes from understanding the defense, but also just our film study and really expecting and knowing what we're going to see. So those two things combined, I think, just allow us to play really fast and trust our instincts and have fun out there on the field.
Thank you.
Thank you.